Test 2, Part 3. You will hear an interview with someone whose family spent a year living without television. For questions 16 to 20, choose the answer A, B, C or D, which fits best according to what you hear.
Miranda Ingram and her family were avid TV watchers until the day when they found themselves without a television. Miranda, how did that come about?
I would love to be able to say that this was because I flung the set through the sitting room window or sold it. But the truth is that circumstances deprived us. We moved to the middle of nowhere, surrounded by mountains, to an ancient cottage which had never had a TV point.
Ah.
Unbelievably, perhaps, in the 21st century. Our options for getting plugged in were remarkably sparse. We could have spent a fortune laying cables to the nearest village and joining their communal aerial, which sent fuzzy pictures every time it rained. And we're talking Wales here, so rain is not a rare occurrence. And any time strong winds or stray animals knocked it out of kilter, the entire system went down for days. Or we could have got satellite television, but when a satellite technician arrived, he looked round at our mountains and saw not breathtaking natural beauty, but obstacles.
Hmm.
So neither option seemed worth the trouble.
So what was it like to be a family without a television?
Well, we trained ourselves not to look at the TV listings so we wouldn't sigh over what we were missing and started to revel in our moral superiority. Did you watch? People would begin, and we would watch their jaws drop as they wondered what on earth we did, halfway up a mountain with two small children and no television. At the risk of sounding unbearably smug, we did indeed read more books, listen to more music, and play more board games.
Mm-hmm.
And we sat outside and watched the sunset, or merely had an early night. Most significant, however, was simply discovering the untold, long, pleasant and potentially fulfilling hours there are in an evening.
Surely there must have been some downside.
At times, I must admit, we did feel like cultural oddities. Television enters the language, and we didn't know what people meant when they compared someone to an apparently well-known character, or when they used what was presumably a catchphrase from a popular programme. And my husband and I are confirmed news junkies, so we really missed the television when it came to big news events. There are certain stories where television pictures tell more than any amount of radio and newsprint. But, like any mild addiction, after an initial withdrawal, before long, you hardly give it a second thought.
So why, since you were evidently enjoying life without television, did you get connected again?
You may well ask. Well, it was my husband who persevered with the satellite option.
Ah.
Not, I'm convinced, because he missed the broadcast so much, more because he missed playing with the remote control in the way that men love to. Anyway, I went along with it because I'm certainly not one of those anti-TV types that believes the box to be the source of all modern evil. There are lots of interesting and rewarding programmes for both adults and children, and television is a perfectly good ingredient of a well-rounded life.
Mm-hmm.
But its insidiousness lies in its being an easy option, like a ready meal, which seduces you into forgetting the rewards that come from putting a bit more into life. So I must say that when the day arrived for our connection, I was apprehensive, terrified that this thing in the corner would dominate our lives.
So how have things turned out? Are you and the children TV addicts again?
Well, amazingly, now we have our TV back, the children can take it or leave it. Inadvertently, it seems our year's abstinence must have coincided with their habit-forming years, so it's a habit they don't have.
Mm.
Occasionally they slump, but often they'll switch on for 10 minutes before announcing it's boring and rushing off to do something else. I even find myself proposing half an hour's viewing as an activity, but if they suspect it's because I want to sneak off and do something without them, they are very unlikely to agree. We do watch television again, of course we do, but it is no more than an option among others. We even watch rubbish from time to time, but now it's because it's been one of those days when deciding to vegetate is a deliberate choice, not just a habit.
That's interesting. Thanks, Miranda. After the break, we'll be discussing the subject of television and its impact on our lives with Amanda.
That's the end of part 3.